set up in according to statute, if that's the case, if you have seven voting members, or if those five individuals are the members that vote. I personally have went through some years of heavy turnouts to the BOE, and back at that time there was the assessor was a voting board member, and I believe Donna was also, if I believe right.
I wasn't a voting member. I don't think I was just a member.
But anyway, that was changed statutorily, that the assessor could no longer be a voting member, and that he was presented the evidence just the same way that you would ask for an appraisal or evaluation or evidence, and he would present his side of the case after that. So, and it serves me no pleasure to sit in those heated meetings where the taxpayer comes in. We have done a good job over the years in taking care of all the cases that come before us. I would hate to see it change this last year that I'm going to be in service to the county on that board.
If you want more information, Greene County has an all-citizen board, if you want me to get information from Greene County.
I've looked at the statutes. I don't see where the county clerk or the assessor are voting members, even if it is a five board appointment.
That's not even my concern as much as like you said, Danny, it's not always the most pleasant board to sit on. But
this is a non-assessment year. The number of individuals that sit on come before us is always a lot less on those years where there's non-assessment. It's not much different than what we proceed with here. That, of course, I'm in disagreement with a year-round type debate abatement system, but that's usually what you take care of during that particular time of the year on non-assessment years.
Do we normally go ahead and just appoint each individual commission member? Or do we do a...
She swears us in.
Well, I know after, but...
No, you don't appoint It's just the way you've chosen to set it up.
It's just a motion to... Okay.
You've never chosen to set it up any other way.
Any other way?
I guess it's kind of like it defaults to that system unless you change it.
Gotcha.
Well.
And why do you not want to do it, Mike?
I want to see the citizens get on the board with the ones that basically have some appraisal, real estate, banking, finance backgrounds. I think that would be more appropriate.
In years past, we've always had problems with numbers getting people to serve even.
I think we've got some people willing to do it this time.
Yeah. How many applicants did you have?
7.
Were they specifically for this, or some of them, hey, we'll do, they selected multiple boards? I forget. Were there some that said, hey, I'll do this board, this board, this board? And we've appointed some of those to those other boards? Or are those all specifically for the BOE?
We've got one that's, he's checked several other boards, and then I have 3 that are, looks like, specifically for BOE. And those are the 3 that I was...
On top of the ones we've already appointed?
Yes. Well, I'll make a motion. Just call it for vote. I mean, I make a motion to appoint Jeff Reynolds to the Board of Equalization. Do I have a second?
It has nothing to do with Mr. Reynolds or any other members. I'm just thinking the commission needs to sit on it. Simply because of the...
Motion dies for lack of second. I'll make a motion to appoint Sherry Belcamp to the Board of Equalization. Do I have a second? Motion dies for lack of second. I'll make a motion to appoint Bradley Gord to the Board of Equalization. Do I have a second? Motion dies for lack of second.
Again, I would state it has nothing to do with the individuals. I think all 3 are qualified. I just think it's important for the commission to stay on there and serve and do what we're supposed to do.
Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. This morning, have personal property paid abatements, which are personal property refunds. 2 court orders on those, which are numbered 300133 and 300134. On 00133. Taxpayer did not own the 2008 travel trailer as of January 1, January 1st of 2015, the taxpayer did come into the assessor's office and showed them that. I could not pull up any other documentation other than what was what's on your paper there. On it. On 00134, taxpayer paid on a 2006 Mitsubishi Galant, and should have paid on a 2005 Infiniti. It says here, please refund the taxpayer 1240 assessed reflecting the difference already paid.
Absolutely.
And there is backup documentation on that one.
Now, I didn't understand what you said there. Had the wrong
they
car.
They paid on a 2006 vehicle, and they owned the 2005 vehicle.
Basically what it is.
Yep.
But the way you stated it, they're two different, actually, two different even kinds of vehicles.
Yes.
So
there's two totally different kinds of vehicles.
Okay. But you've got documentation that
yes, sir. There's a statement from motor vehicle Department of Revenue showing the ownerships of the vehicles and stuff, and their tax statement where they had paid on the Galant instead of the Infiniti.
Label that Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next ones I have are real estate paid abatements, which are real estate refunds. And it's a erroneous assessment. Abatement number is 202482. And I'm going to turn this one over to the assessor to explain what this one is.
Gentlemen, this is, you're familiar with Fall Creek Tire and Auto. I believe maybe they've closed now, but close to going out towards Tabor Dam. There's a house just to the west of it. At one time, there was a business in that house, and it was taxed and was taxed in 15 as commercial property. But that business has been gone for a period of time, and the lady's son came aware of what was going on. He came to the office, and we went out, took pictures. Clearly hadn't been in business for some time, but they'd been tax commercial. So he's asking for a refund for 15 between the commercial and the residential.
Let me ask you a question about that, Chuck, and this is just strictly for my knowledge. I don't have a clue about how it works. But if a person has a business or a so-called business along the 76 strip or 165, and it hadn't been rented for several years, and it's set up as like apartments, upper level and lower level, can they come in and ask for an abatement on those and have it changed? I know of two or three instances like that, and I don't know what to tell them. I'm not. They've not rented them as a business. That's what I'm saying. And I think that one time they even let some people move in to the bottom of it because it didn't have any other place to go just to live. So I don't know what the answer to the question is. Is it still a commercial?